Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Shopping malls. When last did you go into one? My experience was on Saturday when I actually went to go watch the movie, the screening of Bad Boys 4 with the Kaya and Seize the World team. But more so, many of us typically do frequent shopping centres, shopping malls. And it's typically been noted that South Africa has a high number of shopping centres. But are they all performing as equally and as significantly as each other? Well, this is a question and a conversation we're about to enter into. And this is where we'd also like to get your thoughts and your views. Just over a few weeks ago, we used the Four Ways Mall as a case study, evaluating what's working, what's not working, and how the new operational management is looking to turn things around there. Tonight, we expand that conversation, essentially taking a look at the performance of shopping malls and centres in Gauteng versus the Western Cape, and finding out what's in the finer detail that actually works to their success. So share your voice notes on 063-688-0959. You still a fan of shopping malls? Are there any in particular that you don't think will survive or continue to do well? You can also tweet us your thoughts at Kaya On Air. Use the hashtag KayaBiz. And of course, tag me at Gugu Mfupi. We have a tweet here from one of our listeners at Shemi Harris, who actually says shopping centres being so packed is proof that we are in trouble. Hashtag payday. But before that, he highlights how Forest Hill Mall in Centurion has no direct access. Entrance to the mall feels like you're at Kyalami Racing Track. They even tried doing away with parking fee, but it didn't work. So let's find out. Parking, safety, access. How do all of these themes contribute to trading activity at shopping malls? We join on the line now by the Managing Director of Kler International, Belinda Kler, to give us some insight. Belinda, welcome to the show and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Gugu. It's an absolute pleasure to be on your show. Thank you for the invitation.
Thank you. I always get excited by conversations like this because it does allow us to experience, understand and interact with our environments a lot differently, especially when it comes to shopping malls, which we typically just go to for a breather and experience, lunch or to, indulge in retail therapy. But help us contextualize, firstly, the Kler Shopping Center Index. How is this research compiled? What is it that we're looking at? And what does it likely reveal, I guess, about the performance overall of shopping centers in the country?
So, Gugu, I think that the first thing that listeners need to understand is what is a trading density, because the index is a trading density index. So, firstly, what is a trading density and why is it important? A trading density is very simply a measure of sales per square meter or trading performance. And it is actually the foundation of a shopping center, a property fund, or a retailer's health. Because if you think about it practically, you can't cover your rent and expenses or be profitable if your sales aren't performing sufficiently. That's how it is in any business. Mm-hmm. So it's really a measure of how hard the asset is working, the shopping center is working on a per square meter basis over time. At a more kind of economic level, it's a very important measure of consumer sentiment and economic activity, because what people spend today is going to reflect later in GDP figures. And so tracking this measure actually serves as an important economic leading indicator. If we look to the index and what it measures, the index is an independent retail industry standard. It's also an economic indicator, and it is measuring the trading performance for both listed and unlisted property funds across South Africa. And really, that index is the tip of the iceberg. It is actually underpinned by what is a much broader asset management support platform, which is where we get a lot of our information from. But in terms of coverage, we're looking at over 100 shopping centers and over 4.1 million square meters of prime space across the country and in Namibia in our broader asset management platform. Mm-hmm. And in the current months, we're very pleased to let you know that that coverage is actually going to be increasing to over 130 centers and to over 5.4 million square meters of space.
I'm going to come back to remove the technical jargon from that. Help us contextualize, what does this mean in terms of the size or the number of shopping centers or malls that we have in the country?
So if you look at our sample, we are roughly at about 18 to 20% of the market that we're covering in this index.
Sure. So that's quite significant. And I'm assuming this does speak to South Africa still featuring very highly on the list of countries with the highest number of malls.
Yes, very much so. And not only do we have the highest number of malls, but it would be remiss of me not to say, having traveled extensively, that we also have some of the best shopping malls across the world. So I think that South Africans actually often undersell themselves on the global stage.
Mm.
And I have certainly seen over time and over my travels that we have world-class and forward-thinking shopping centers in this country, and not only shopping centers, but also asset management skill and retailers in this country. So I think in this respect, we really need to shift our thinking to a position of strength rather than weakness, because as South Africans in the retail and shopping center space, we actually have so much to teach the rest of the world.
Mm. Oh, Belinda, this is good news and the kind of news that I think we need to hear as South Africans. So maybe let's then contextualize what is working to see us have such globally competitive shopping malls within South Africa. And I guess this does speak to the comparison that you take a look at of super regionals and the provincial performance of malls and shopping centers in South Africa.
All right. So there are many aspects to performance. And I think that, you know, we need to look at, firstly, we need to set the scene in terms of the national index performance.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have a look at our broad index that covers the whole country, that's the full 4.1 million square meters of space, we see that this closed the first quarter of 2024 with a trading density of just over 41,000 rands per square meter. And that was actually growth of 4.4%. So at that growth level, we see that we've actually been underperforming inflation since November 2023, but we've had a softer contraction that's occurred in the first quarter of this year.
If I can jump in there, so, Belinda, just to ensure that we understand the technicalities, as you mentioned, that 41,000 price range and fee for a square meterage rental, is that the average right across the spectrum of tenants, whether it's a pharmacy, a clothing retailer, food retailer or otherwise?
Yes, so that is actually the average sales per square meter generated across the country by all the shopping centers in our index.
Got you.
So that's across over 100 shopping centers. That's the average rate per square meter that comes up for sales.
Got you. Quite significant, because as you say, it is slightly lower than inflation. And I'm keen to understand how this does compare to some of the other subsets that you had compared, regional, super regional, and even smaller shopping centers I see in the report.
Okay, so one of the very interesting things that we've done is we've actually looked at provincial indices. We've just launched our provincial indices. So perhaps I can start off with how the different provinces look, and then we can get down to, and it will actually tie in with some how some of the other shopping center size categories are performing.
Gotcha.
So if we have a look at just in terms of broad brushstrokes over time, if we look at the Western Cape's performance, we see that there is a very strong performance trajectory that this province is showing since 2023. And this is after it actually went through the longest COVID recovery of the pack. So it's closed off at a trading density of 46,000 rands per square meter, 8.2% growth. And on a CPI adjusted basis, that's 2.9%. So outperforming CPI by 2.9%. So that's where the Western Cape is positioned. If we then look at KwaZulu-Natal, we see that this shows quite a lot of volatility over time, with very good strength coming through at certain points over its history. So that currently closed off at about 43,000 rands per square meter, 2.4% year-on-year growth,
mm-hmm.
and it underperforms inflation by 7.7%. And then if we look at Gauteng, we see that Gauteng actually really over time, it holds very firm and steady. And it trades at 40,000 rands per square meter, a 5.9% growth rate, and it's actually outperforming CPI by about 0.6%. And it's also outperforming our national index by 1.5%. So even though it's got the lowest trading density of the three, it actually is outperforming in terms of its growth, and it's outperforming relative to the national picture. So, you know, when you talk about performance, you have to look at both the trading density actual level, and then you also need to look at growth. And
definitely having to look at growth there. We will reconnect the line with Belinda in just a moment to make sure that we can contextualize the conversation. But essentially looking at The number of shopping malls in South Africa is still very high in terms of the listings. Some of the recent data does show that we have, 3,059 shopping malls and shopping centres in South Africa. And of course, the popularity and how they've grown and the earnings in terms of revenue that they're able to generate per square metre, Rich, currently sitting at about 41,163 rand. We will conclude with Belinda in just a moment to get some clarity on that conversation. But here are a few of your voice notes that you've shared to give us some clarity on your experiences at shopping malls.
I just think shopping malls are a waste because, first of all, there's too many expenses and risks. First of all, you're risking your life, you being hijacked or being robbed. We all know the crime in South Africa. Then it's an expense that you gotta spend your fuel. Then you gotta pay for parking. Then you gotta drive back again. That's another risk. So why don't you just do it online, pay your online fee. If it doesn't fit, you can return it. Every shop has it. That's what I think. I don't do malls at all.
Oh, okay, Kulegani. See that you are not moved. Looking at shopping malls there as a treat or activity that you want to participate in. So thank you again for that voice note. Your name is Kulegani. That's what I was double checking on the screen.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.